Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill bunts in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shaw. Roof moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roof scores. Kubiak moves to third. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kraus moves to second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-0 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Severson reaches second base with a double. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Savage moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver fields it and throws to home to get Savage. Hegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gill moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Severson hits a line drive to left field. Snyder throws towards third. Alves fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alves. Severson moves to third. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Severson scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorhead is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bernie Smith now playing center field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Rojas moves to third. It's 4-1, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Rooker now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof is hit by the pitch. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Severson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Walton now playing left field. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Rooker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Rojas goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roof for a passed ball. Piniella moves to third. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to home to get Piniella. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Royals. Tito Francona pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Roof hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Severson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Severson reaches second base with a double. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Severson scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 8-2, Royals. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 9-2, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Abernathy moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Abernathy moves to third. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Abernathy scores. It's 10-2, Royals. Gene Brabander now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rojas moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 4 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rojas moves to third. Otis moves to second. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.